Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is in our Oireachtas studio, and the hearings are continuing on the RT News Channel. Micheál, I'm hugely confused. What's going on here?
Well, just actually to reference what Rita has said there, actually confirming everything that she has said, Richard Collins in the last while has just mentioned that meeting on the 30th of April 2020. Now, he was being asked why he didn't spot things, payments going through to Ryan Tuberty's agent along the way. And he said, well, the last, in his head, really, it does date back to that 30th of April 2020. And he recalls that meeting where there was, as he thought, a guarantee that there wouldn't be any underwriting. So as a result of that, along the way, he wasn't watching out for these things. That was where he thought things had sat when it came to that key commitment around which so much of this controversy follows, that key commitment to underwrite it, that the promise had been made to those executives at that point in April 2020 that it wouldn't happen. But of course it did a week later.
Micheál, it's hard to keep up with this. So there seems to be quite a lot of reversals here. We had an agreement, what seemed a clear agreement, according to Noel Kelly and Ryan Tuberty, in an email on February the 20th, 2020, to underwrite the agreement. Then that changed on April the 30th. Nothing written publicly about the May the 7th meeting at all, and no written document relating to years 2 and 3 of the Renault side deal. And I gather the committee were a little bit annoyed today about the lack of documentation that RTE were providing compared to what was provided to them by Noel Kelly and Ryan Tuberty earlier in the week.
Yeah, I see. I think the committee today did think that things probably were going to be more tilted towards the future and future plans. It is, after all, the last day of the Dáil as well, and there is a sense of the recess in the air. But the fact that, and perhaps not unexpectedly really, RTE contested Noel Kelly's evidence, I suppose, so vigorously, has raised certain issues. And one of the key points arising out of all of that is an email, and that dates from April 2022. Now, this is important, RTE say, because Noel Kelly, Ryan Tuberty's agent, on Tuesday said he never really had any direct contact with Dee Forbes, that they would have never had a cup of tea together. But there is some kind of contact at that point in April 2022, because a newly discovered email, which Adrian Lynch referenced today, states, "Hi Dee," and this is Noel Kelly writing to Dee Forbes, "hope you are well. It was good to catch up with you today. If you could please get Ger," that's Geraldine O'Leary, "to send me on the invoice detail. Details. Kind regards, Noel." And of course, that is what did happen. That is in April 2022. The invoices were ultimately drawn down in May and July of that year. And that's where the $150,000 was paid to Ryan Tuberty under the guise and under the description of consultancy payments to Noel Kelly.
Do we have any sight of any agreement about why that 150 was going to be paid? That part of the tripartite agreement, the second, I know this is all very complicated at this stage, the year 2 and the year 3 of the Renault agreement, is there any documentary evidence of that?
Well, I mean, there is the tripartite agreement, but I suppose the point that's been made at the committee this morning is RTE contend that Noel Kelly would have known that Renault were no longer involved for the 2 years that followed. They were there for the first year, yes, even though RTE essentially offered a credit note for $70,000 to that anyway. So it ended up paying most of it anyway. So it was covered one way or another. But the next bit was the underwritten piece of the $150,000. Is there a document that shows in categoric terms that Renault were no longer involved at that point? The committee have been asking for that, but it doesn't seem to have been produced so far. Adrian Lynch said there's a clear awareness because Geraldine O'Leary has said that when she went back to Renault, it wasn't a runner any longer to make that happen. So ultimately, RTE had to pay out.
Tell us about exit payments.
Exit payments are important because, of course, it was Breda O'Keefe last week, who was the former chief financial officer, who gave fairly strong evidence and impressed many on the committee and set out the position. But of course, when Noel Kelly came to the committee on Tuesday, he did produce that piece of correspondence between himself and Breda O'Keefe, which did suggest that the idea of underwriting that commercial agreement was on the cards. It suggested that a side deal was possible. RTE say, of course, that is not a nailed down legal agreement, and that was and they reject that assertion, saying that was just a piece of correspondence over and back. It's important though, because it puts Breda O'Keefe in the middle of this, and of course Breda O'Keefe would would leave RTE later in 2020. She did so on an exit package. There is scrutiny now on that exit package. Politicians asking questions for a number of reasons. One is, under that scheme, would her role in RTE have to be suppressed to qualify for the deal? And of course, that didn't happen because there was a new chief financial officer put in place. Also, when asked about this, Kevin Backer said that the deal and the discussions around it seem to have been between Dee Forbes and Breda O'Keefe, but it is being looked at and under review now.
Ryan Tubridy's future?
Ryan Tubridy's future, still in the balance. Interesting comments from Kevin Backhurst when he spoke about the 150,000, and he said that there are legal issues here but also moral ones, and he'll watch to see what Ryan Tubridy does in relation to that offer to paying back the money. He said there would be a fair process in place, but he'd have to do what's best for the licence payer and for RTE.
There's still a lot of confusion, Micheál, and this is likely to be the last big hearing for some time. There may be more when the Dáil resumes, when other reviews are in, or when politicians are brought back again to the Oireachtas Media Committee. Are we any closer to finding out why RTE didn't tell the truth about how much they were paying Ryan Tubridy?
No, I mean, this morning's inquiry has focused on the underwriting of the agreement, and that seems to be the central problem. When it comes to actually tallying up the sums and the figures and getting them wrong, which ultimately blew the lid on all of this, well, no, I think it's going to take some more audits and some more forensic accounting to actually unravel that one.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, in our Oireachtas studio. Rita O'Reilly from Primetime just before that. Proceedings continuing at the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee. You can watch proceedings live on the RTE News channel. They are promising to wrap up before 2 o'clock, but they have been running late in previous days.